Hello and welcome to the programme. You can visit the website anytime you like, rte.ie/Mooney. So a busy show ahead of us tonight. Annie Lana is here and Niall Hatch also. So say hello, both of you, so people will believe me that you're actually here.
Of course we're here. What do you mean a busy show? We should have a laid-back show sometime.
Okay,
that wouldn't be busy
at all. Will we start again? Will we?
Are we good to be good?
Will we start it again for the crack?
Okay.
Okay. Hello and welcome to the programme. We have a lovely show ahead of us tonight. Niall Hatch is here. Aina Nilana is here. Hello, Aina.
How are you, Derek? It couldn't be laid back if I'm here now, could it?
Niall, how are you now?
Whatever, you know.
Is that good enough, Aina? Laid back enough? Anyway, listen, let's start off with some correspondence, as they might say. Thank you for the Book of Irish Wildlife, which I won in one of your competitions, and I've only gotten around to reading it. Suzanne Marie O'Donovan. So she's in Cork. I don't know how long ago that was, but thank you for that. And another one here. Dear Derek, I have lilies, agapanthus. What's an agapanthus, Aina?
It's a flower, a garden flower that has a big long stalk and beautiful blue petals and stuff around the top of it. They're out at the moment.
Roses and wildflowers in my garden. I have never used chemical sprays. Now, this is in Ballantyre in Dublin 16 and it's from Breda Kelly. Breda goes on. I have not seen one single bee all this year. I can say all insects are as scarce as hen's teeth in my garden. Even the housefly is nowhere to be seen. If I see the occasional blue bottle, I treat it like a welcome guest. What's going on? Aina, what's going on?
Nothing. I have no idea. I live down in Terrynew and I never saw so many insects. I saw a comma butterfly, which I'd never seen before, in my garden, which also has agapanthus and roses, as well as wildflowers, which grow abundantly around the place, whether we want them or not. And I've seen lots of different ladybirds and I've seen them all. So I don't know what's with her garden. Maybe everybody but her is spraying all around because we've had such good weather and things fly when the sun shines. I can't understand it. She's absolutely seen nothing and they're as scarce as hen's teeth. Hens don't have any teeth, so she's done it all by the sound of things. But I mean, to be so desperate that you're putting out the bunting things,
for the blue bottle.
just leave some rotting meat in the garden. I'll take care of that. But I'm not to be flippant about it, though. Obviously, there must be something going on locally, but you know, it varies. Maybe she isn't using chemicals, but maybe somebody else nearby is, possibly. We do know that insect populations in general are on a downward trajectory and certain species are in serious trouble. Some of our butterflies, some of our hoverflies, especially.
And how are your insects?
Well, I'm mixed fortune, so I have quite a few. I have more wasps than I would like, to be honest, Aina. I have a wasp's nest underneath the door of my house, and occasionally, it's no problem, I don't mind them being there, but then occasionally if I leave the door open, they will wander inside, which I don't like so much. I was over, actually, just, I'll be talking about it later on the programme, but I was at a thing called the Global Bird Fair in England the other week, it was very hot weather when I was there, and I've never seen anything like the amount of wasps. There were wasps absolutely all over the place. They're crawling on us. I was trying to interview people for the programme and we have to stop and start because of the wasps everywhere. But in my back garden, which is very small, I have some lavender plants there. And it's actually wonderful seeing all the different insects coming in, getting quite a few native bee species on that. And also I have some blueberry plants in pots there and I have a leafcutter bee that comes in. It's actually taking off little semicircles of leaves. And when it's quiet, if you pause, you can actually hear him or her munching around. So I actually can pick up this bee by sound. Takes away the little semicircles, takes them away and then comes back a few minutes later for more.
I think Breda should plant other flowers. I mean, certainly she should plant lavender. Lavender is really good attraction for bees. I mean, roses are like cabbages. I mean, you never get that inside in a rose. I mean, how would the bee get in the first place? As it pull back all the petals unless you have a wild rose. And while I have a few agapanthuses in my garden, they didn't do so well because it's on the north facing garden. I've never seen an insect on those. So maybe she should change the plants she has. I mean, I'm not saying everything should be wild.
Yeah, but judging from her letter there, it seems like this is a first. I mean, she hasn't written before about this.
Well, she has written before, yeah.
And she's noticing it now, so obviously there's lots of stuff and now there's nothing.
It's very hard to know for sure without knowing more about what's happening in the wider environment. You can't judge something just on the basis of one garden.
I mean, has her neighbours got stuff in their gardens? What's going on? I mean, if she's in Ballantyre, the local parks, have they got it in?